Welcome back to Regional Radio and online at MIMOinfo.com. Sean Malone now joined by Coach A. Holt of the Central Rebels wrestling team. Coach, you got a couple players that made it to state. So first of all, congratulations on that and to your team as well to all those state qualifiers individually. We'll talk about them a little bit more. Districts just wrapping up for you this past weekend. How did districts go in comparison to your expectations for how you want your wrestlers and your team to perform?
I thought we performed at our absolute best for the season. That's what we want. We want to finish the season wrestling our best. And as a group, as a team, I thought all the kids wrestled their absolute best. I was really, really pleased with where we were at. We came in and the kids followed the plan that we had. And we brought 12 kids to the district, and 10 out of the 12 made it to within one match. And five of those 10 made it into the state championships. They qualified for state this coming weekend.
Yeah, and those five wrestlers that Joshua Countryman, Garrett Smith, Cade Willis, Blake Bolin, and Joshua Whaley. What's the expectation levels for those five wrestlers within states? There are some that maybe surprised you that they made it to states, or some that you're expecting to go pretty far?
Well, four of them were seeded. Josh Countryman, Garrett Smith, Cade Willis, and Josh Whaley were all seeded, so they were expected to get there, and they held up to their seeds. Blake Bolin was seeded fifth, so he exceeded that by placing fourth, so he was able to get himself into the state tournament, had a really good match. Cade Willis has wrestled good for us all year. He was expected. We thought he would win districts, and he held up to that. He cruised right through district, wrestled really well. Then Josh Countryman and Garrett Smith, both their returning qualifiers from last year, they both placed second, so they improved on their finish last year. They were both third and fourth last year in districts, and this will also be Josh Whaley's first time going as a junior. He qualified this year as a first-time state qualifier.
What's more special as a coach from your perspective? Is it when a person makes it for the first time that's been in the program for a few years, or when you have a player just making it again and again?
Probably the first time they make it is awesome, just to see the excitement on a kid's face, knowing how much hard work they put into it, that they finally got there, that they've worked far to achieve that level is always awesome. But once again, love seeing a kid get back there time and time again, because once a kid gets there, he doesn't want to, achieve less than that. He wants to make sure he gets back there and tries to improve each year on what his finish was the year before.
Now, with the brackets out and online, do you ever look at it and look ahead to, okay, if they do well here, they're going to face this wrestler, I got to get some tape on them, or do you just kind of let it go as it may be?
It's hard to get tape on wrestlers, unlike other sports. We try to scout where we can. We try to get some information on kids. But at the same time, I always tell them, and I'm always serious about it, we got to take them one match at a time. You got to wrestle the match that is coming up. You can't be a bracket watcher and kind of look ahead and think, well, this might happen or that might happen. All you can control is your wrestling, and the match that you have in front of you is the match you have to control, and then whoever shows up next is the next one we will have to wrestle.
I imagine you guys are now excited to head to Columbia in a couple days and get it going.
Yes, we're real excited about it. This is a great time of year. This is kind of what, you know, everybody works for this time of year. We're excited. Got a great group. Also have one girl going this year from our girls wrestling team.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Carly LaChance qualified. She's our first ever state qualifier for our girls team. So we're real excited to be bringing her up there too. We're excited to see what they can do. We think we can get several of them onto the stand, get them state medals. Cade Willis has an excellent shot. He's wrestled good all year, so we're hoping he just continues to do that, and we're hoping that he can maybe bring home a state title for us and be our first ever state titleist for Central.
I completely forgot about Carly. I'm glad that you brought her up. You know, we talked before about how special it is when you get a wrestler that makes it to the state for the first time ever. Now you got the first ever girls wrestler coming out of Central High School to make it to the state tournament. That would be even extra special.
Yes, we were real excited. She's a first-year wrestler. All my girls are first-year wrestlers. She's going in with a 20-5 record, which is awesome for a first-year wrestler. She's excited, like all the kids are excited, but it's really neat to be able to say I'm the first ever state qualifier for the girls wrestling team here at Central.
Coach, thanks a lot for your time. Best of luck to you and the wrestlers this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.
Head Coach Scott Aidholt joining us on Regional Radio.